This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is set to tell senators that a court should not try to make policy when she makes her opening statement for a confirmation hearing that begins Monday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Barrett will tell the Senate Judiciary Committee that policy decisions should be left to political branches of government. That's according to opening remarks obtained by the Associated Press. She will tell senators that courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in public life. She also will say that she has resolved to maintain the same perspective as her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, and that no one will ever be able to take the place of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. President Trump nominated Barrett after Ginsburg died. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have hit their highest point recently throughout the Midwest, but that's not the message coming from a number of Republican governors in that region. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Oklahoma's governor has been upbeat about progress against the virus, despite what figures compiled by public health experts show. North Dakota's governor has called the state's positivity rate of about 7% an achievement, even though that rate of new cases tops the nation. In Arkansas, a group of Republican lawmakers are suing to invalidate a mask mandate and other directives imposed by the governor. Most of the Midwest Republican governors, where the virus is worsening, have either refused to enact statewide mask restrictions or have been rolling back restrictions imposed due to the pandemic. I'm Shelley Adler.
The premier of Australia's Victoria State is stepping up his fight with members of the public who don't comply with pandemic regulations, saying close contacts of those infected who refuse a test will have to spend 21 days in quarantine. This is VOA News.